You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. There's a new place in Auburn to stop and learn about New York's civil, women's, and LGBTQ rights pioneers. Officials cut the ribbon on Tuesday on the $10 million Equal Rights Heritage Center. State Parks Commissioner Rose Harvey says they gathered the state's foremost historians and consultants for the 7,500-square-foot interactive center, which highlights the state's progressive history.
It was so much fun. And also so deeply moving to go through the speeches, the songs, the struggles, what everybody did for everybody else for freedom. This is the touch point. We hope that we touch somebody's heart, soul, interest, curiosity, and then they move out and interpret the historic movements with a little more depth.
Maybe at the Seward House next door, or perhaps the Harriet Tubman National Historical Park, a little more than a mile south. A 7.5-foot statue of Tubman welcomes visitors on the large patio of the Equal Rights Center.
I never thought I'd see anything like this in my time. I am 91 years old. I'm so happy about this day and all the events today.
That's Pauline Copes Johnson, great-great-grandniece of Tubman.
The information about Aunt Harriet has been suppressed for so many years, and I am so happy that at last she has come alive for these people. I knew about her, but they did not.
I love the story of this woman who was a tiny person in stature, but had a heart of gold. So many times she could have been secure in her own freedom, and she kept coming back. And coming back to make sure that others had that freedom that she treasured herself.
Tubman's story inspired Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul as a child. The statue was donated by the George and Mary Cuthbert family of Auburn and created by sculptor Brian Hanlon. George Cuthbert says it's in memory of his father, who believed strongly in the dignity of all people. He hopes the statue will remind visitors of Tubman's sacrifice, courage, and freedom.
When one looks at the statue, one sees the determination in Harriet's eyes. Look at her eyes looking west when you go out there. Also Harriet's hand with her lantern leading the way to freedom, and her other hand protecting her passengers.
The Equal Rights Heritage Center is in Auburn's South Street National Register District, across from Memorial City Hall. It includes interactive maps and videos, as well as listening booths where visitors can hear speeches by key figures arguing for equality. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.